Lesson 16. Ah, ah. Catastrophe, catastrophe. Collide, collide. Consequence, consequence. Deceive, deceive. Fatality, fatality. Improvise, improvise. Loom, loom. Lull, lull. Placid, placid. Predicament, predicament. Priority, priority. Reinforce, reinforce. Stern, stern. Treacherous, treacherous. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. The Unsinkable Titanic. On the night of April 14, 1912, in the Atlantic Ocean, about 360 miles off the coast of Newfoundland, the Titanic blazed with lights as it headed for New York, 4 days out from England, on its very first voyage. Almost 900 feet long, it was the biggest passenger ship afloat. Because its steel hull, the main body of the ship, had been reinforced with a second hull fitted inside it, the Titanic was believed to be unsinkable. This belief lulled everyone on board into a false sense of security, which was to have tragic consequences. Although the sea looked placid that night, its appearance was deceptive. The Titanic, in fact, was in treacherous waters. In 1912, there was no radar to warn of an approaching object. So when a huge iceberg suddenly loomed out of the darkness, there was little time to act. The Titanic made a desperate attempt to avoid a collision, but it was too late. The ship's right side struck the iceberg, and both its inner and outer hulls were ripped open below the waterline. Water began pouring in, flooding the front of the ship. Since it was 11:40 p.m., many of the passengers were sleeping or getting ready for bed. The slight bump, which was all they felt, caused no alarm. When Captain Edward Smith received a report of the damage, he knew at once that a catastrophe had occurred. He realized that his unsinkable ship could stay afloat for little more than an hour or two. Even as he gave the order to abandon ship, he faced a terrible predicament. There were not enough lifeboats for everyone on board. Furthermore, there had been no practice drills, and crew members were confused because there were no clear orders from their superiors. There would have been enough time to improvise rafts, but in the panic that followed as passengers and crew were alerted, no attempt was made to do so. Women and children were given priority as the crew hastily prepared the lifeboats, but in the confusion, many of them were lowered into the water half empty. 1,500 people died that night, and only 700 survived. The fatalities included the captain, who chose to go down with his ship, and Ida Strauss of New York, who is remembered for gallantly refusing a place in one of the lifeboats to stay with her husband. Those fortunate enough to have escaped in the lifeboats were filled with awe as they witnessed the final moments of the Titanic. The ship's bow sank first, leaving the stern sticking out high above the water. Then, its lights suddenly went out, and at 2:20 a.m., less than 3 hours after striking the iceberg, the great ship slid silently beneath the waves.